Hello, Hubert, please.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, hello. You have to be very patient with me, but I'm not used to this.
Oh, we can hear you.
Thank you, I'm not that
bad. Thank you for coming through.
Apart from this, you know the truth is I still got other skirts around the earth, but I'm not now. You know?
Yes.
Here there's no nationality. Or race, anything like that.
No.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear what I say.
Everywhere.
But you must be very patient with me. But it's a long time since I came back to speak.
You can hear everywhere.
Maybe have your name.
But my name would not convey nothing to you. But you can call me Docker.
Docker?
No, Docker. That's my name. Mm-hmm. Or at least, should I say that was a name that my people called me by. But that was not my baptismal name.
No.
Yeah. I find it so strange trying to talk to you for such a long time.
Could you tell something about your side of life?
That's one of the main reasons why I've come to talk to you.
That's very kind of you.
I've been here now 200 odd years.
200 odd years?
That's a long time to you, but it's not so long to me now. Here we have no idea of time in the same way that you have.
No.
I used to live in Dundee, but that's a long time ago, as I've already said. In those days, Dundee was quite a small place. Not like now. Although I was not born there, but I was taken there by my parents when I was quite young. I could not have been more than 3 or 4.
Yes.
Could you tell us, when you passed over, how you found yourself and your age?
I was only about 32. Mm-hmm. I might have been 33, but I'm not quite sure now. But I was in my early 30s when I died.
Yeah.
What is
this? I was married, you know.
Yeah.
None of that matters now, but at the time it upset me. For quite a while, I used to haunt the place.
Haunt? Did you used to haunt?
Aye, I was a ghost.
Were you?
Aye, but I was quite happy.
Yes.
I was not miserable exactly, you know.
Yes.
But I used to go around. It used to give me a great deal of pleasure frightening people out of their lives.
Oh, dear.
Aye, but I've changed now. I'm talking about when I was way back, you know, when I first came here. The first few years, around about 40 to 50 years, I was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound strange to you?
And did you,
I'm not a ghost now, but I was for a time.
What did you do when ghost? Did you, did you see the people? Right?
Aye, I could see them, and sometimes they could see me too.
Oh.
And I used to say, here comes old Docus.
I know, that's very interesting.
Oh.
And, how did you...
It was my own fault now, I realised that.
Yeah.
You know, the man that murdered me was not my husband, I was living with him. But they never caught him, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I said, did you not hear what I
said
to
you? Yes, I did. What are you doing now? How are you spending your time?
Oh, I'm quite happy now, and I'm quite settled over here, and I'm very active too. I have many interests here. But for a long time I could not get away from the earth. It used to give me great satisfaction to go around to the old places. And the people there, you know, they got in the habit of seeing me and taking not much notice. They used to say, here's old Docus, you know.
Yeah.
Aye, if they see me along the lane. Of course, some of the younger people used to hear about it and didn't take it seriously. But the older people, they believed and they knew. And they saw me at times.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the sphere you're on now, what it's like?
Aye, it's very beautiful, and it's very colourful too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very nice houses, and beautiful scenery, beautiful lakes and forests. And I go riding now.
Yeah.
I'm very fond of horses. I always was. You know, I used to live with a man who used to steal horses.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rough man, but he was all right until he'd had some drink. And that's how he came to do me in.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met him?
No, I've no desire to see him now.
No.
But we were not quite suited, really. It's just one of those things.
Yes.
Well, that's goes to the present times too, sometimes.
And what did you, what are you doing now on that side?
I miss the pleasure for telling you now, but I'm teaching.
Teaching, are you?
Aye.
Teaching?
Aye. I have no qualifications on earth. I could hardly speak, yes. Let alone read and write.
Yes.
You're teaching children?
Aye. Mm-hmm. I'm very fond of children here, and I have a great deal to do with them when I teach. Now.
Yes. And what do you teach them?
All kinds of things that are essential to their education. I teach them about life and how to live, yes, and how to treat other people, and how to be kind to animals and birds. And also I talk to them about history, because I was always most interested in history myself. Not that I know much about it on earth, because the same education is sadly lacking. But you know, I've learnt a great deal since I've been here, and I'm able to impart my knowledge to the children.
What are the birds like there?
Oh, all kinds. All kinds of birds here.
Very colourful?
They are very colourful too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what's the animals like? Are they much about the same as the earth animals?
Aye, I've seen all kinds of animals here, just the same as you have on earth. And they're all friendly.
They're all friendly?
Aye.
And different, are they the same colours or different colours?
Much the same.
Much the same. And yes.
I don't think people realise that animals have a soul. Especially domestic animals, they're much more highly developed too.
Horses are.
Mm. Horses are very highly developed. I don't think. Yes, even know what you're saying.
Mm. You go down to the last bit at all?
I've been down there. I was quite there for a while myself. Mm-hmm. But I did not dislike it all that much. No, of course I could not be there and be happy, but at the time I was not so unhappy there. It was not so bad.
Did somebody come and help you to get into the plane you're in? Or how did you...
Well, not exactly that in a way. It was a gradual state of change and process, I suppose, of thought, changing my outlook. But at first, I was very upbound, and I could no sort of find a satisfaction only in being near the earth and the people that I've known. Besides, I was quite happy being upbound. I enjoyed watching other people and seeing what they were up to and keeping my eye open, you know. Aye, and I used to cause a bit of mischief at times too. I used to play pranks. I used to do all sorts of things. I used to get quite a great deal of fun and pleasure out of that. Opening and shutting doors and throwing coals and all sorts of things. Breaking mirrors and frightening people.
How did you?
Aye, but what was wrong with that? I made them know I was around. And they used to say that's all Docker's here again. And they took it for granted and they're no worried so very much about it either. After a time when they were no more frightened of me, I got a bit fed up with that and I decided to depart.
And
how did you get help from here? Who helped you?
Various people came to help me, but I'd no listen to them at first. And then eventually my mother came and she pleaded with me to go away. And I thought, well, I might as well, there's no point in staying here. So I went away with my mother. But I don't stay with her very long, because we were not, you know, we had nothing in common. We were quite different in outlook. My mother was a very religious woman, and she used to get on my nerves when I was on earth talking about the Bible and singing hymns and all the rest of it. She was always at the Bible classes and that sort of thing. It was not my cup of tea. But I suppose now, I realise now, it's a bad lot. I deserve what I got, you know. But I'm all right now. I got past all that. I'm not exactly a good person, I wouldn't say that. I'm not, but like some of the people that come around to these meetings are very highly evolved. But I'm not a bad person either. Besides, I thought it'd be interesting to come and talk to you.
Yes, it's very interesting.
Jolly interesting.
Very nice
of
you to come.
Yes.
And what are the, do you dress on that side? And,
I dress in what I feel inclined.
What are you dressed in now?
I've got a blue gown. And I've got a shawl. Not that I need a shawl because there's no cold, but I like a shawl. I don't feel dressed unless I got one.
You've got a plaid shawl.
Aye, and my hair is long too. Mm-hmm. I got red hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One day I'll show myself to you. If you like, if it'll give you any pleasure, I'll come and let you know when I'm around. I do things to really let you know I'm there.
Do you?
And then you'll start seeing it's Dockers.
Yeah. But in our house, would you do?
Hey, would you like to be haunted for a few weeks?
Yes.
But I mean pleasant. I don't mean unpleasant.
No, I know. Well,
but there's no harm, you know.
Can you give me some idea what you'd like me to do?
Don't get worried about things. They're all right. Oh, I'll just do things so that you know they're unrattle or knock. Or I'll drop things for you, but I won't break anything.
No, well, it's very nice of you to do it. I just very
you know where we learned, Doctor?
Aye.
Have you been there?
Aye.
You have?
I've been brought there by your friends.
You have?
Aye.
Have you been brought there by Mother?
Whose mother?
My mother.
No.
You haven't.
I don't think your mother would bring me.
She was Scottish, she came
right away. Yes, and why I asked that, Doctor, was because she is helping with children as they pass over, you see.
I know about your mother. She must have been there when I've not been present.
Oh, really? No.
But I've been around several times recently, and I thought if an opportunity arose, I might come and speak to ye.
I'm very glad you have. Very, very pleased to hear you.
Very pleased to hear. And tell us not more if you can.
Yes, tell us all you can.
All you can.
I was telling you about my husband. He was a horse thief.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, and there's a bit of a footpad too. It's a very precarious kind of living now. But sometimes he'd do quite well, another time he'd not do so well and we'd go hungry. And then once we had to move away from the district because people got suspicious.
And if you have any children,
okay? No.
You don't?
No, no. I have one stillborn child, but I never had a child that lived, which was probably just as well.
Yeah.
How did you lift things?
What did you see?
You know, have you able to show things about?
Oh, it's not so difficult when you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
By finding the power's there, but you've got to find someone who's got the power, the vitality. Usually when there's children present, it's easier. It's no good going with those old people as a rule. They've got no vitality or power. We can't draw from them at all.
Yeah.
So you're not that old. I might be able to manage to do a few things with you.
Oh, that's very
well, don't make me jump, will you, darling?
No, I'll not make you jump. What about that boy of yours?
My boy?
Hey.
Angus. He's coming home Christmas time.
Hey, he might supply enough power for you to do something at Christmas time. If I can no do anything now, at the moment, it's only because I have no other power. Oh. But maybe when your son's there, I might be able to do something.
Yes, he's quiet. I should imagine he would have some power. Yeah.
What are you doing with that wall?
Wall?
Hey.
Yes, do you know?
Oh, of course I know all about it.
What wall was that?
That wall we built up in front.
But in the front garden?
Hey.
Oh, well, we had some great fun over that.
Yes, I know, I was very amused down there watching. I thought I'd pick a few bricks up and throw at you, but I thought I'd better not.
You saw us do that, did you?
Aye, I was standing around watching them.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it, Roger?
Yeah.
What else have you seen us do, Doctor?
Oh, a bit of whitewashing. But at least you've got a brush and you've got some colour.
That's true.
Aye, and then again you have a door and you have a bit of fun over the door, it wouldn't have fit properly.
Yes,
and you were saying something under your breath about it was not so polite. And you were saying about this door never fitting properly and you're cussing it, you were.
Yes, right.
And then again you were putting some hooks up behind the door too.
Yes.
Another thing you were doing, you were trying to stop the draught.
Yes, that's perfectly true.
You got two chairs. And you're sitting on one and you're putting your foot up on the other one, which is not the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's perfectly true. I often do that.
Aye.
Yeah, well,
another thing I can tell you too, you want to put the mirror back where it belongs.
Oh, yes. You know, that mirror, it is all the...
I've seen you doing quite a lot of things, but I'm trying to think of something unusual. I think, too, I'm right in this, but I'm not quite sure, but you had the curtains hung the wrong way around.
That's quite right, I did.
Aye.
The curtains were upside down.
Upside down, and you're saying to yourself, well, I don't know what it is about this curtain, they don't look right. And then you had to rearrange them, you realise they've gotten the wrong way around.
I haven't done it, actually, but I've got to make a new one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Quite right.
Another thing, too, that centre fitting's a bit too high.
Centre fitting? Now, which
is what you call it, is it not? The light.
Is in the sitting room?
Not in your house. In your place. In his.
Oh, not the wood?
I know.
Oh, you know that room?
Yes.
Oh.
You've been talking about getting that lower for a long time.
Yes.
But you're not done anything about it?
No, we haven't had anything about it yet. But we're going to alter it.
Aye. I've heard you say that the last three or four weeks. But
you've been around there quite a long time.
Aye, it's not the only thing I can tell you too.
Yeah.
I know where you keep your money on the quiet too, but I'm not seeing
it. Yes, where do I keep it?
Oh,
I don't mind. Where do I keep it? Huh? I like it.
Come on, Dad, where did you keep it?
I don't mind.
Oh, she'd be told not to come.
Oh, I don't mind. I know, I had no secret.
Oh, she's not gone, has she? What about the books?
Oh, the books, yes. Well, the books. Oh, you mean where I put it in the books? Put the money in the books. That's perfectly true.
I saw you putting the notes in the books.
That's perfectly true.
It's not a very safe place to keep money.
Well, when I wanted to keep a lot of... obviously, put the books in the library, you see.
Hey, but suppose you forgot where you put it all and you left some of your books.
That is the trouble. I have to forget.
Hey, you've got a bad memory. If you take my advice, you'll not put money in books.
No.
Your books have become too valuable.
Yes. Now, you know...
I'm only telling you all these two things so that you know I do exist, yes. And I do come around. No,
no,
I know, but people that listen to your recording, they say, well, that's something because it's pretty true.
Yes, and I hope you'll, when we are playing the recording for any time, I hope you'll come and, well, ship something around and make people realize. But it's a great...
Your wife has a coat, a new coat.
Yes.
But I don't think she's quite happy about it.
No.
No. By the way, it's about time you bought your cell phone.
Well, I don't bother myself out that way.
I think you should.
Hmm?
I think you should.
Yes, well. And what a... very nice coming around like that.
It's nice.
Yes, I think it's very nice of you to come around. But I wish you'd let us know if you're there.
Don't worry, I'm going to.
You're good.
I thought I'd better warn you first.
Oh, well, it's very nice. I wish you'd you to come.
Can you, Doctor, do you know mind the exact engine?
I do.
Can you sort of see anything in your mind's eye now that you could move and I'll sort of look out for it?
Hey, some of the ornaments, no doubt. Some of the things that are not so heavy.
That little silver vase on the coffee table.
Hey?
Mm-hmm.
And the bird.
The bird? The bird? Gosh, where's the bird?
The bird? Have you got a bird?
I haven't got a bird, Doctor, have I?
You'll see what I'm talking about in a few weeks, less than a fortnight's time. I'll be responsible for the bird.
You'll be responsible for the bird. I had a sparrow in my room the other day. That's the only bird I can think of. All right, Doctor, so you'll be responsible for the bird.
And, it'd be very great help. I don't know if you would, just when we're playing to a party of people there, if you would, these recordings, if you would, move something, right, and drop it on the sense of the floor or something like that, it just gives them a little bit of breaking up.
I see what I can do, but I won't promise.
Can you tell us any more now about your life over there? Are you happy?
Of course.
You're very happy, good.
I'm very happy now, but I was never so happy at first, but now I've settled down and I've progressed.
Yeah.
I'm all right, and I'm very happy indeed with the children and the work. And also I paint too.
Oh, do you?
Aye, it's an interesting thing that I found to do for myself. And of course I knit. Does that sound silly?
No, because probably you did there on earth, didn't you?
No.
You didn't?
But I'd like to have done. I used to do a bit of weaving when I was quite a wee girl, but...
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
You're doing now the things that you...
I'm doing things now that I could not do when I have opportunity to do. Ah, but you know... I've had some very happy times in many different ways since I've been here.
Yes, well, why don't you tell us about them?
I like to ride horse. Here I have my own horse.
Oh, how lovely.
That's lovely.
It's a beautiful creature.
Uh-huh.
And I call it Dandy.
Yeah.
And I ride and ride. I love to do that.
That's lovely.
Who knows? I might bring my horse down to you.
Oh, good.
And if you hear it neighing in the centre of the room, you'll know it's me there with my horse.
Oh, well.
All right, Dr. Bilner. What colour is your horse?
White.
Oh, lovely. All white.
I'm going to do something to make you all sit up and take notice.
Oh, that's very nice.
I've been used to that kind of thing. Some of these other people here, they don't know the first thing about it. I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Thank you, Doctor.
Please surprised.
Yeah.
How do you spell your
name? I got an idea your wife would be very, very nervous.
No, she wouldn't.
And so she's not around.
I think she wouldn't mind. I don't think she'd mind that anyway. But,
you're very fond of red velvet.
Hmm?
You love red. You're very fond of red velvet.
Yes.
If the red is probably a cherry colour in the house, you think.
Yes, that is it, yes. The cherry colour, yes.
I like the white walls.
They're all white up here.
And the white paint.
Did you see us painting those walls at the back?
Yes.
Oh, now.
When we were painting, what were we wearing? Can you remember? Something unusual.
What was that you see?
When we were painting those walls at the back, in the house, I mean, what were we wearing, both of us? Something rather unusual. You may not have seen before.
No, there's one there.
Yes.
You don't mean there's those parent things?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yes.
No,
Right.
No, I'm thinking of something else in mind.
I don't
think
you
know
this, what it means to me. And,
we were wearing something, Doctor, that we occasionally took off.
You don't mean the glove things?
No, we're getting here.
It was the things we were wearing around our mouths.
Fumes.
Oh, I never thought of that. I thought you meant the way of wearing clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that, but you wouldn't probably have seen those before, would you?
We've done this in a special way, this room. I really want it. And, that's very interesting. And what sort of house have you on that side?
Quite a wee cottage, but I'm quite happy in it. It suits me.
What's it been like inside?
It's quite pretty. It's beams.
Yes.
And walls are coloured washed.
Yes.
And I have a roof of straw.
You have a roof of straw, do you?
That's like a Highland couple, isn't it?
Yes. And do the work in there yourself?
Why should I have anyone else to do my own work? I can quite capable of doing it and I'm quite happy.
In fact, it's like the world you're in is exactly the same, but it's almost very similar to the earth world, only much better, isn't it, sir?
There's a place exactly the same on earth, and I liked it so much, I decided if it was possible I'd have one the same.
Oh, yes.
And when I was able, I did.
Many friends, have you?
Friends? I have many friends here. All kinds of people that I've met here, and a few that I knew on earth too.
Oh yes. And I suppose you come and see all the things that are well-known things on earth, coronations and things like that. Do you come to see?
I have been to some of your affairs, but I'm not really that much interested now.
Yeah.
But one time I was.
Yes.
I was very interested years ago in that sort of thing. I remember the coronation of George the Third.
You do? Oh yes. That's going back some years.
Before I can.
Yes.
I can remember the days when they used to have a gibbet on the roadside. They used to hang them and hide them.
Yeah.
Yes, that was terrible days, wasn't it?
I don't know what's in yours when you drop bombs on people.
Oh, yes.
Well, you're right there, Dorcas. You're perfectly right.
Yeah.
And now you have excuses and you make explanations and you do it wholesale.
Yes, I think it's terrible.
Thanks, Dorcas. I think our days are far more cruel.
Yes. Do you think we should have another war?
I hope not.
No.
I don't know, but I should have hoped not. I can no imagine what it would be like.
It'd be terrible, wouldn't it?
The last one was bad enough, I'm told.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I've only just started to come back to Earth again, you know. I've been away for over 100 odd years. And I just felt the urge to come back and see if there's anything that I might do.
Well,
and I was advised to come and see you here.
Yes,
that's where I first met you two here in this house.
Was you?
Aye, some 6 months or so ago.
Yes.
And I've been, since then I've been around to see how you're getting on.
Oh, that's very nice.
Very nice.
I hope you'll come and talk to me from time to time.
I will.
And I hope you'll not get your rheumatism again.
No, I
have to see if I can improve that.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
It's an old-fashioned remedy, Dorcas.
Aye.
And if you come around the house, let us know if you're there.
I will.
We'll talk to you.
I will.
We'll talk to you.
Don't worry, I'll give you some signs all right in the next few weeks.
Yes.
I'll make you sit up and take notice and know that I'm there. Yes. And if you hear the ringing of a horse, you know it's mine.
Yes.
All right, Dorcas, we will. Good night, Dad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dorcas.
And thank you for coming.
And a happy new year.
Thank you,
my
dear.
Thank you very much.
That's very nice. How would you like? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, there are many people that actually do want to talk to you from time to time. Actually, the one who's just spoken, Dorcas, she's got a character, as you may imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And no doubt she'll become quite familiar to you. She'll probably come from time to time and talk to you. But you'll find her most amusing and most interesting. In fact, she knows far more than she'd probably let on at the moment. But she certainly, presumably, what I can gather, has quite a power, which you should find some manifestation taking place there along in your own place.
Cool.
Yes, probably very much interest you. And may I make a suggestion? It might be a very good idea if when you occasionally have a sitting, you try to take some psychic photographs.
Yes, certainly will.
Just set up your camera during this session and don't be a bit surprised if you get some extras.
Yes, certainly will.
It's worth trying. Yes.
Yeah. Is it Dr.
Marsh? Yes. Nice to see you here tonight, Mr. Woods.
I'm very pleased to come.
This one last time.
Yeah.
Yes. Dr. Marshall, have you met my father on that side at all?
I've seen your father here various times we've been present.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, there's been quite a number of your relations on this side, obviously, who've been present at seances when you've been here.
Yes. Is he getting on all right there?
I should imagine so. As far as I know, I haven't had much conversation with him, but I should think so, judging by the condition that I get with him.
Yes.
The odd emanation, I should say, he's obviously quite happy.
Yes.
By the way, I don't know, it's not my business to ask probably, but your parents, were they very sort of difference?
Oh yes.
I should hardly think they're together, judging by the fact that having seen them here several times, that I should hardly have thought they were adjusted to each other. I doubt very much, I may be wrong on this, but I can find out definitely, that I should imagine they were hardly suited to one another, and I should think it most unlikely that they're together on this side.
No, they're quite different. My father, they didn't bother to get on together.
No, it's one of those marriages, you know. It wasn't an ideal one, but they made the best of it,
They made the best of it. But my father was a lovely character. My father, so my mother was in her way, she was another lovely character, in her way. And father was he was very clever in writing and a student. We got on wonderfully well together, my father and myself. And Ronnie Harry.
I do wish you a compliment this season.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I hope to see you again soon. Goodbye. Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Hello. I just come to talk to you for the moment.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who is that? You were asking about your people, you know. Your mother and father and me and this is all well up to you.
Oh, that's very kind. Yes. But what I want to know is, some people went to a drive-by circle a little while back. No, not so.
Last Sunday.
And they said my father came through. But the message he gave, I didn't think it was my father, you see. And I just wanted him really to ask him if he did give that message. I can't imagine him giving a message like that.
I will try to find out for you.
Thank you very much.